I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We'll start off with some good news today. Wuhan, China ended its lockdown. But the bad news, some sources think it's too early to celebrate. Just ask Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China.
There was some speculation that may be premature in being excited about life returning to normal. The flattening of the curve or whatever it is that's happened may be not as flat as we thought.
Rovenstein hopes Chinese Christians will use this crisis to rely on God for courage and wisdom rather than returning to business as usual.
As a result of this crisis, we've grown in our faith. The foundation has been laid, and we're stronger because of it.
Please pray the churches would experience freedom and that the health crisis would come to a safe and speedy end. And violent protests broke out recently in northern Lebanon as hunger and hopelessness drove people to desperation. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy, Lebanon.
Lebanon is really heavily dependent on imported food. So this is becoming in shortage. But there's also the economic crisis because so many people have been laid off work. And already we had an economic problem in Lebanon. We had recession. We have unemployment, high unemployment. So with this pandemic now, so many people have been laid off their work because everything is shut down. Factories are shutting down. Malls are shutting down.
Unlike the U.S., Lebanese Christians can't depend on the government for help. Please pray the pandemic would end soon and that many Lebanese would turn to the one true hope, Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever, by Rochunga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.